like a parade. We're out here riding, I'm heavy and I'm paid, and I'm paid. If you try to find me, you know where I stay, you know where I stay. I'm pretty familiar, out here everywhere I play, where I play. Wasn't a party, more like a parade. We're out here riding, I'm heavy and I'm paid, and I'm paid. If you try to find me, you know where I stay, you know where I stay. I'm pretty familiar, out here everywhere I play.
Ask me if I'm paid.
this. If I try, I know that I could give me love when we die, don't blame me. Cause I know that I let you down.
Thank you. Hello, hello, hello. This is Kim, back again. We just did a big switcheroo, and now we are here with some wild animals in the studio. We have frog people. We are so excited. I did heavily stalk your guys' Spotify last night, and I was very, very impressed, and I will ask you more about that in our little interview. But yeah, how about I can introduce you since I know. So on vocals and bass, in my eyesight right now, we have Donovan. Say hello.
Hey guys, how's it going?
And then we actually have two bassists, which we've never done before. So bass number two is Nick, back in the corner.
Does this mic work? Hello?
Yeah, nice. Yeah. We can hear him a little bit. And then on drums, we have Kyle. And Kyle is filling in, right? For someone else?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
He might be back sometime, though. We'll
okay.
see.
So okay.
You know? Yeah.
And then we have Joe on guitar, we've seen before. He's back. Yeah. So yeah, I'm very excited for your guys' set list today. Starting off with Artists Only by Talking Heads. So very, very excited. Anything you guys want to say before we get started?
Oh man. I just want to say thanks for having us on, you know?
Of course.
I'm excited to be broadcast over the Medford Somerville area radio waves.
And nationally.
And the internet, yeah.
Yeah.
On WMFO.org. Oh yeah, I'm a big fan of W. You know, it's great. Great to be back in the top floor at Curtis Hall. And
love.
I'm excited, and I hope you guys enjoy the tunes. Anyone else want to say anything? Yeah. Let's get down to business.
All right. Beautiful. Okay, go ahead.
All right, 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm painting again. I'm cleaning again. I'm cleaning my brain. I will be bitter. Pretty soon now, we'll be a quitter. Pretty soon now, I will be bitter. You can't see it till it's finished. I am creative. I don't have to prove that I am creative. All my pictures are confused, and now I'm going to take me to you.
job, fellas.
Beautiful. Yeah. Loves that. That was a great introduction.
Thank you.
Is someone calling? I heard like a...
No way.
Do we have a caller?
Oh my gosh. Okay, hold on.
I think someone's calling in. This has never happened before.
This whack.
This has never happened before on this show. Wait.
Hope they're not going to, like, give us a death threat. You know?
Okay, we might be ignoring that, honestly.
Oh, man. All right.
We'll see. I don't know what's... We'll have to see what's going on in studio. But next up, you guys have Flashlight by Parliament.
Parliament, yeah. Parliament. Oh, also, our friend who wanted to come, like, take a video needs to be let in.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Okay. But, you know, take your time.
Michelle. Michelle's on it.
Hey, cool. Thanks, Michelle.
Okay, I don't know what's going on in Studio A. Do you want to... Can you go check and... Oh, no, I said someone was calling. I think I saw someone. Okay, I think we're... Oh, God. This is not good. Okay, what's going on?
I think someone called and then hung up.
Okay, well, let's ignore it.
To the person who called...
Sorry.
Sorry. It's hard to pick up the phones. You can call again if you want. And we'll
no, we would rather you not call because we have to do things. Okay.
Well, they have an important message for us.
Okay, Flashlight by Parliament. Let's get back into it, Frog People.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. You can start us off whenever you're ready. We'll be right back.
beautiful, groovy. Loved it. Okay, let's get right into your next song, Disseminated by Soul Coughing. Sounds crazy. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. You guys ready? The goat chewed up, or was a tin can? The goat shat out, or was a Ford sedan? I like an eyeball, I like a square cut, I like a funny car, I like a funny truck. I'm bopping, I'm bunting stomach, I'm bopping, I stop and plummet. One on top, I ate the chocodile. Call up bopping, I'm bunting stomach, Coco Mop, I stop nothing plummet. Suffer up and I ate the chocodile. And ever since then I got disseminated. And ever since then I got disseminated. And ever since then I got disseminated. Well, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. The Jupiter moon, I got disseminated. The Jupiter moon, I got disseminated. For the moon, I got disseminated. Well, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. I'm too tethered. I'm at the wrong prom. Serves a beat down upon a tom-tom. I like genius. I like Joseph. I like Dixon. I like Durbin. All up off and I'm bunting stomach. Coco Mappa's off nothing plummet. One on top if I ate the chocodile. All up off and I'm bunting stomach. Coco Mappa's off nothing plummet. One on top if I ate the chocodile. The Jupiter moon, I got disseminated. The Jupiter moon, I got disseminated. The Jupiter moon, I got disseminated. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. And ever since then I got disseminated. And ever since then I got disseminated. And ever since then I got disseminated. Well, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. The average man, I got disseminated. The average man, I got disseminated. Well, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. And ever since then, I got disseminated. And ever since then, I got disseminated. And ever since then, I got disseminated. Well, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Love that. Thank Love you. That. I have a special request from my friend. I had to shout her out. Shout out Grace. Grace Lawson. Love you. Yeah. She loves you guys, frog people. Next, we have more Talking Heads, New Feeling. So excited. And then after this, we're going to have a little chitty chat, a little interview. Very excited to talk to you guys and get to know you. So, yeah, go ahead when you're ready. We also have some students here touring Tufts.
Whoa.
So, hello, students. We have a bigger audience than we thought. But yeah, go ahead. New Feeling by Talking Heads.
All right. New Feeling. Yeah. Okay. You guys ready? All right. What's that? I think we all just come in at the same time. Yeah. I'll just count us off. One, two, three, four. Wish I couldn't.
music, and it sounds like bells. I feel like my head is high. I wish I could meet everyone, meet them all over again.
Loved. You guys are so groovy. Okay, let's chat.
Yeah.
So, tell me the story. I don't know who you guys are. Tell me who you are. How did you come together? What's the name Frog People all about? Let's have a little intro. Let's hear the story.
Fill you in on the Frog People story. So basically, the original. So Joe and I were in the original Frog. It was Joe and I and our friends Emily and Isaac. They got, like, crushed by some giant boulders, though, so that's why we got Nick and Kyle here. But, yeah, so we grew up, you know, roaming the industrial hellscape of New Jersey, right, you know? The Garden State. What's that? Ooh, yeah. We all came to Tufts University, and we didn't know that we were all from New Jersey, but, you know, it's just, you know, there's something inside you that pulls you together, you know, when you're from there, you know, deep ingrained, deep within, you know what I'm saying? So, we formed in, like, it was my freshman year, so, like, I was, like, I asked them to join the band in, like, 2019, and we started practicing in 2020, and here's a little interesting little anecdote for you. Our first gig, it was going to be an Apple Jam gig, and it was scheduled for March 27th, 2020, and, you know, something happened around that time, or a little bit before that, that kind of derailed that, so then we didn't play until, I think it was the Apple Jam Halloween cover show, and October 2021, I want to say. That was our first live performance. Yeah, it was fun. And, Frog People were called that because I think it sounds cool and I think frogs are cool. The people part, I don't know, you know, like Village People, the guys who did the YMCA song. I always thought that was just a cool... Nick, you don't know Village People? No. They're, like, gay and they, like, dress up and, like, one of them's, like, a... Like a construct, like a horny construction worker, and one of them is like a cop or something. They're cool. I thought it was cool how they were like something people. They were like, yeah, noun people, you know. So I was like, yeah, what kind of people are we? And I was like, frog people, I think, because I like the idea of like a frog human hybrids. You know, we're like amphibious mutants. I think that's a cool concept. Yeah, back where I lived back in the day, back as a youngster, I lived across from a little canal, and, like, frogs would just, like, end up just, like, in my backyard. I found a really big, fat frog once. It was cool. Oh, yeah, frogs are great. We were almost called soap. We were considering soap, but I think frog people is cooler.
Yeah.
Anybody else want to say chime in and say anything? I don't want to, like, say all this stuff.
We don't really have mics, so...
Yeah, you can... Scream if you want, or you can come up here. I don't know.
Nothing to scream.
You could relay a message to me, and I can say it into the mic. I don't. Well, let me know.
Yeah. I really like the name Frog People. I think it fits you guys like perfectly, honestly. So as I said before, I stalked you guys on Spotify and was very impressed and really, really liked your music. Thanks. What's that all about? That is all original music, mm-hmm. and very like kind of synthy and cool and weird, and yeah. I really like it. So what's your guys' like recording process and like what, just tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I'm glad you like the tunes. So we recorded that up, well, it's very spread out. Like one of the songs we made like a really long time ago, probably in like, we might have started recording it in 2020 or 2021, but most of it was like around last spring, like a little, about a year ago, maybe a little less than a year. It came out last June. But like, yeah, very cheaply produced. I'm not super, like, I don't know that much about music recording technology and stuff, but I really wanted to record some original stuff, and it was kind of like holding me back, like how like I couldn't get it like really like crisp and perfect. But then I kind of just decided like not to be perfectionist about it. Like, you know, you gotta start somewhere. I just wanted to get something out, and like I'm happy with how it turned out. It's definitely pretty like cheaply produced and not perfect, but I kind of like how I feel like I want it to sound like something you could like dig up from like some weird like cave, you know. It's like it's all in, it's got all wet, so it's distorted and it's like ancient, or it's from aliens or something. I don't, somebody described it to me who listened to it, said it was like alien elevator music, and I took it as a compliment. I don't think she meant it as a compliment, but I took it
I'd
as
say a, it's a compliment.
Yeah, no,
I like that.
Yeah,
recording stuff is really crazy how you like, you think you sound one way and then you play it and then like you sound totally different.
Yeah.
Like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. We like we just recorded into GarageBand too, and mm-hmm. like a lot of it was in a Granoff practice room. And then I got this little MIDI keyboard, so that allowed me to have a lot of fun with that stuff.
Yeah. Well, as I told our last group, this studio is also a recording studio. We have a lot of equipment in here, so if you guys ever wanted to record stuff in Third Floor Curtis, you could.
Ooh, interesting.
You could. You just got to talk to the Lord Jake Rubenstein.
Yeah, okay.
You know him. Right. You love him. Everyone knows him.
We had a Jake Rubenstein sighting today.
Yeah, he was here this morning. Just quickly popped in.
Believe it or not.
Oh, is he? Is he from New Jersey, too?
He is, actually.
Oh, my God. Wait, he is?
There's so many New Jerseyans here. It's wacky.
Yeah, that's so cute that you guys all are from New Jersey.
Yeah, not anymore, though. Not these two. But,
the,
you know,
the
they're okay. They can be...
I'm from South Jersey.
I totally wouldn't have guessed New Jersey.
Yeah. So, like, Tennessee.
Yeah, I was telling
Tennessee?
Willie. I would have said Kentucky.
Kentucky.
I mean, you have the all-denim fit on. Like,
well, yeah, I had to wear... It's a Canadian tuxedo kind of day.
Yeah, totally. Okay, well...
Joe's a great, like, New Jersey wardrobe dresser kind of guy. He wore, like, a Cake Boss shirt to one of our games.
Oh,
he also
wow.
has, like, the Sick Sopranos shirt.
Wow. All my friends love Cake Boss. Yeah. Who doesn't love Cake Boss?
I love Cake Boss.
Okay, well, thank you. That was so fun getting to know you.
Thank you.
Lily's in the studio, I think, right? So maybe we should do a quick little PSA because we forgot to do that last time. Or we did it, but
Ooh,
we did it too late.
You guys should do the ladder one.
Okay, Lily,
whatever.
Ladder safety, PSA, you can switch over and do that and then bring us back.
All right, I hope you guys hear that siren, and I have a ladder safety PSA. So, there's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy, misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. Something's telling me that siren has to do with ladder safety. Isn't that crazy? This was a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends like us here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio. All right, back to you, Kim.
Okay, thank you so much, Lily, for the ladder safety PSA. Pulled that out real quick. Next on set list, we have Disco Dancer, correct?
Yeah. Do you think we have enough time to play? Like, we could cut one if we're running low
maybe,
on time.
Maybe just save whichever one you like the least for last, and we'll see if we have time.
Okay, interesting. Maybe, okay. Well, maybe... No disrespect to Disco Dancer. Maybe okay. we'll skip that one for now, and if we have extra time, we'll play it at
Sounds
the end.
Sounds good. So then, Song by Clowncore.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Hold on a second. I gotta. I have something for this.
Oh, boy. Something, a surprise.
Yeah.
What could it be?
One of these. Oh, let me grab this.
Wait. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I don't know, he hasn't practiced one.
Oh, yeah, he's been practicing.
Yeah, sorry.
I see the surprise, but I'm not going to tell anyone.
You can't spoil it.
I'm not going to spoil it.
This is going to be great.
Yeah. Perfect.
Okay,
go ahead.
You guys ready? Oh. Yeah, let's do that.
Ready?
Oh. All right, let's go. This song's called Song.
That it?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Yeah.
Wanted to make sure.
Sorry,
sometimes
I hope the horn wasn't too loud.
No.
I'm sorry for everyone's ears out there if that
it was just the first time. You know, it was a surprise, so it had to be like dramatic.
Yeah, I realized I was holding it pretty close to the mic, but I didn't have much time to
It's okay. Okay, that was great. Sometimes I get like faked into endings and then I'm scared and then I like cut people off, so
yeah
you know,
well, if there's another, after the next one I'll be like, that's the end of the song.
Oh, perfect. That's what I need. Okay, the next song is, I think, the one everyone in the studio is the most excited about, I've heard.
Oh,
Oncle Jazz.
Oh, yeah.
By Men I Trust.
Oh, man.
This is going to be a different vibe, so I'm very excited to see what you guys do with this.
Yeah.
Your bass is going to sound so good on this.
Oh, it is. Oh, you bet.
You have no idea. Okay, go ahead.
All right, guys. Real slow. One, two, three, four. You're listening to Uncle Jazz. Thank you.
Yes, love. Uncle Jazz. Yeah.
That was awesome. Yeah.
That was really cool. Joe, freaking killing it over there.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, little thumbs up. Okay, so I think you might have time to do both of the songs. The disco dancer at the end, we'll see. All
right.
But maybe last, we have Cross-Eyed and Painless by another Talking Heads. This is a Talking Heads sandwich. Starting and ending.
And in the middle.
And in the middle with some sprinkles in the middle.
It's a club sandwich. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Big Mac. Yeah.
Yeah. Big Mac. Love it.
Big Mac. That's what we are. That's all we are. All right. All right.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, we'll start with that slower section. All right. One. Thank you.
we close our eyes, lifting my head, looking around inside. The island of doubt is like a taste of medicine, working by hindsight. Got the message from the oxygen, making a list. Find the course of opportunity, doing it right. Facts are useless in emergencies. The feeling returns whenever we close our eyes. Lifting my head, looking around inside. Facts are simple and facts are great. Facts are lazy and facts are late. Facts don't come with points of view. Facts don't do what I want them to. Facts just twist truth around. Facts are living from inside out. Facts are getting the best of them. Facts are nothing in the face of men. Facts don't threaten to come to life. Facts don't give me a second chance. Facts don't sit on the furniture. Facts go out and slam the door. Facts are written all over your face. Facts are ready to change their shape. Facts are simple and facts are great. Facts are lazy and facts are late. Still waiting. I'm still.
Loved it.